Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly old permission to get in that mothership?
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. So just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can. Coming your way this hour here on the show, we are stunned to a news coming up in 20 minutes. 1 hour from now, we've reset, rescheduled Celtics great and radio analyst Cedric Maxwell coming off of game number one. He's going to drop on by top of next hour. Also next hour, Jason Benetti, who is the TV voice of the White Sox, as well as baseball voice on Peacock TV's new Sunday morning package. We'll do baseball with him and discuss the incredible fall from stardom for Matt Harvey, who just got suspended for 60 games by Major League Baseball. But we begin with last night's game number one in Miami, which began as a Celtics double-digit lead and then ballooned into a 20-point lead for the Heat after a powerful third quarter to take game number one relatively easily for the Heat. And last night, while everything switched in the third quarter when the Heat's defense just swarmed the Celtics, I think another storyline is, where and when will Jimmy Butler ascend to superstardom? What would it take? And can he? I think this is an interesting question. Because we know the names. We see the jerseys on kids. We see the promos on TV. We see the endorsements. LeBron, Steph, Giannis. We're watching Luka develop into that. There's a handful of guys that are absolute no-brain superstars. I think Joel Embiid has grown into that. I think we're watching Jason Tatum grow into that. And maybe there's some ancillary guys like a Trae Young who are also in that stratosphere. Not sure you would put Kawhi in that category anymore because he's played so sparingly the last year plus. But we know that group of names. Butler's never been there. Butler, his entire game has been predicated on the dirty work. The defense, the rebounding, the blocks, the hustle plays, the grit. That's his whole game. And we as a sports society, we value that, but we don't adore it. Michael Jordan is not remembered as a multi-time defensive player of the year and one of the great lockdown defenders on the perimeter. He is remembered for skying through the air,
reversing the layup against the Lakers, the three-point shot and the shoulder shrug against the Blazers, the shot that crumpled Craig Elo, and the shot hand held high to end his Bulls career and the six-time champion. That's what we remember from Michael. We adore the offense. And so Butler, he can't really crack into that next tier unless offensively he goes to a next level. And what's amazing is last night he did exactly that. 41 points to go along with 9 rebounds, to go along with 5 assists, and all of the hustle plays and all of the defense you could ever want, which is why that Heat team takes its cues from him, because he does everything and does it with a maddening focus. But Butler only averages 21 points per game. I say only. I say only because if you look at his postseason numbers, he's had some big, big games. Against the 76ers, Game 5, he went for 40 points. In Game 4 of that series, he went for 33 points. Against the Hawks, he had a 45-5-5 day and a 36-10-4 day in the clincher. So just through 2 rounds and a game, he's had multiple 40-point games, multiple 30-point games, and in game number 1 of a crucial first 2 in your home building, 41-9-5 to take control of the game. I think because his reputation has always been under the radar, not as outspoken, not as charismatic maybe, even though he's got a great personality, even though Jimmy Butler can be highly opinionated, he has just not been in the class of the LeBron, the Steph, the Giannis, etc. So it's been harder for him to crack in. But if Jimmy Butler leads the Heat to a championship, and it should become less and less shocking if it happens with every win, and he's doing it by averaging 33 points in the playoffs, or 30 points in the playoffs along with 7 rebounds and 4 assists a game, with performances like that last night, I think we'd have to consider him that upper tier level of player. And this is where the matchup against Jason Tatum is super interesting, because Tatum has clearly the offensive ability, the explosion that we look at and point to, yeah, that's a superstar. That guy can do the things we expect from a superstar. But if Tatum goes for 8 points in the second half with 6 turnovers like last night and fades in this spot, and Jimmy Butler is the one that grabs the series by the neck and leads his team to the NBA Finals again for the second time in 3 years, would we have to flip that equation where Butler's actually the superstar and we're still waiting on Jason Tatum? We are so enamored by the offense that it takes nights like last night to crack into that club. But man, if Butler keeps doing that, which he's done in every series to this point in time, it'd be unfair to keep him out. He's a pretty extraordinary player in this way. He came into the league as a grinder, as a player that you did not expect to be a 40-point player in the playoffs, obviously. He was a player that came into the league that was about doing the little stuff. He was drafted 30th overall out of Marquette. Again, plays with a snarl, tough guy, plays defense, rebounds. Those are all of those little things that he was drafted to do. But he's developed into a really good scorer, at times an elite scorer. But because it's not pretty, and because his early reputation wasn't that, it's very difficult for him to ascend to that level. Great game last night, though, from Butler. Great game from the Heat starting in the third quarter. They took it personally at halftime very clearly, and they take game number one at home of the Eastern Conference Finals. More on that with Cedric Maxwell, 1981 NBA Finals MVP for the Celtics, now a radio analyst for Boston, coming up a little under an hour from now. We just had Canadian bacon. Mraz just delivered the goods on his third Canadian bacon from returning after last week's vacation, his sabbatical, in which Pat Boyle and Connor Green stepped in. Oh, right. Third day back on the show, but only second Canadian bacon. There was no hockey on Monday.
Yes.
Right. Now, some people saying that Pete was a little harsh on the grading. Pete gave him 3.5 oinks. Steven tweets, I give bacon 4 oinks here. Great job by Mraz. Hawaiian Tony Danza says, I feel that Canadian bacon was a 3.75. The Charles Manson pun cracked me up as I did my laundry. It earned that extra quarter of an oink. Hashtag Jazz, Raz, and the Moose. Now, Manny from PA says, we can remove one full oink for failing to deliver on the hype from Monday.
Mm.
And Topeka Vagrant tweets, that was just bad. Hashtag Canadian bacon. While Moist Pork delivers his grade of 4 oinks. So we're kind of all over the map. Let's go back to what we were grading out here. We liked some of the puns, some of the writing in the first game. We didn't really get the no dumb blonde reference until Mraz explained it. We were then grading out, they got the power. And did we pull this out? Mraz tried to sing a song from the 90s by Snap, and none of us, or at least me and Bogues, didn't recognize the song.
They've got the power, power. Dun, 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 dun. They got the power, power.
Now, do we have the actual song pulled as well? Let's... So I got to be honest, I know they've got the power,
yeah.
Or I've got the power. I didn't get it from Mraz's singing.
No, I mean, Mraz presented it like it was almost like a boy band song, and it clearly is not. And
they've got the power, power.
That's,
that's
the beat, and that's the inflection, which you said. I'm sorry that I'm not actually Snap.
No, I don't think it's any of those things.
And I like the singing, and I think singing is a huge plus in Canadian bacon.
Yeah. I loved Kairu, like that one.
And we're going to get to that. But I told Boyle last week, I said, look, frankly, it could use more singing. So I like when you sing usually. I just didn't get that song.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Now, as you said, the Kyle Rue Are You, is that the name of this dude?
It's Kairu, Jordan Kairu.
Kairu Are You. Rue. That was very good.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It was a hat tip to Alliance Primetime as well.
Yeah, exactly. Because that was Byung-Hyun-Koo.
Young Wei Koo.
On the second game, the Sam Summer Ale Gerard.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
I think there could have been a reference to it's almost summer. You know, it's almost like the season's right for Sam Summer Ale Gerard.
If you wanted to go, and this just popped into my head, if you wanted to really make this, because here's another I think fault of overselling things. Your second game was not as murderous as you let on in the previous hour. You made one Charles Manson reference.
Two.
Now, well, in the same sentence, right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, no, but so I would have maybe, and this is way afterthought, but you could have done a Son of Sam reference around Gerard, a different murderer, different cult
serial
guy,
killer.
Different serial killer, and then into Manson. But Summer Sam Ale Gerard was fine.
Okay.
Organize your cereal clothes.
Yeah. Let's
get to the Charles Manson joke. Is this appropriate for Canadian bacon? He killed 9 people and has been one of the America's deadliest, villainous, evil doers of all time. Is it okay to jokingly refer to Charles Manson, especially with just a random hockey player that I don't think wants to be called Charles Manson? What was this guy's name?
Josh Manson.
Josh Charles Manson murdered the Blues and has a cult following.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
The cult following part I thought was clever, but I got to be honest, it sullied some of the jokiness of it because I'm like, we're joking about Charles Manson? Like, Manson has led to a lot of heartache, a lot of misery, a lot of sadness, a lot of tragedy, and has inspired others to follow that treacherous path in life.
Yes. Now, I don't mind the Charles Manson reference. It was the first thing that popped into my mind as well. I just feel like that was the entry-level Charles Manson joke.
Okay.
And that was my problem. Like, give me a Helter Skelter reference. That was the first thing in my mind. Like, it wasn't clever. And
cult following
was, but I didn't like the execution of the cult. The cult following should have been the headline of that section. Okay. Like, Josh Charles Manson deserves a cult following after this. You tacked it on after Overtime Ending Man, and it didn't hit right for me.
And do you have to use Charles Manson? You can use a Marilyn Manson. Which little
Robin
less
3-2-1.
That's what
tragic.
I said.
So here's my big bit here, and this is why I'm going to vociferously disagree with anybody that says you're just grading down Mraz lower than you would Boyle and Connor because you don't like Mraz or that's the whole you like those guys. Here's the bit. I'm going to try to say this gently so it doesn't come off as mean. Mraz isn't as good at this. He's just not. In the first game, he made a mistake in the first sentence. He had to restart what he was saying. Then at the end of that game said, what's tonight? When is it Thursday night? Wednesday night? Then at the end, he made another reading mistake. So it's not as clean. So if you are grading Mraz at 4 oinks, you're being unfair to Pat and Connor because they cleanly read a script. They don't go like, what was tonight? Or wait, let me start again. So, I mean, I'm looking for the technical score there. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the writing to be tighter. And I'm also looking to not mess up the writing. If you can't read a script, what are we doing?
That's why I would not put it at 5 oinks. Absolutely.
Yeah, certainly not a 5. I would also point out that the 2 times Boyle sang last week, we knew the song. Immediately. So no one was stumped by the reference.
So
dun, dun, dun.
You can argue with our taste in jokes. Oh, I thought the Manson joke was funny.
Right.
You didn't. I thought this was clever. You didn't. But you cannot argue that Mraz stumbles through the delivery.
Right.
And we're not supposed to grade that down. So, like, Tara Lipinski goes out on the ice, and she actually misses the loop-de count.
Triple Lutz?
Whatever. Yes, yeah. We don't grade that down because we just like the music that she's playing. Like, you have to grade that.
Power, take away a half an oink.
And you cannot talk the way he talks and make promises about what's coming and then do it like that. If you're going to tell me it's going to be this and it's going to kill and it's going to be awesome, it's going to be stellar, then you better at the very least read cleanly through the script that you just wrote that you thought was so good.
That's true. That's very.
Here's the
preamble.
Problem.
I don't need that.
It would cut through the BS. Here's the problem. You're right. I was angry. It's just like a figure skate. I think it's the perfect reference. However, if I read this clean, like I didn't stumble the other day, I'm getting the same grade from Pete.
No, Pete
has his mind made up on a grade before I even read it.
Here we go. Here we go with this stuff
again. He can't be trusted.
But he is actually doing you, I think, a favor at a 3.5 with 2 significant mistakes in Canadian bacon.
To be honest, that could have been a 3.
I thought it was going to be a 3.
With the Manson joke.
Right, because that's potentially...
Oh, stop it. Everybody can watch every documentary under the sun. Suddenly I'm getting graded down for it.
I didn't like it. I just didn't like it. Sorry. apologize. I'm sorry I didn't like your joke, but I didn't like it. But I graded you up.
And you didn't like it because you thought it was off color?
No, I mean, you can make a Manson joke, but what Bogus said, it could have been a little clever. It was like very direct, like me murdered.
The night ended. He murdered the game. That's it. The game's over.
Right, but that was the obvious one. He's a serial killer. Like, that's the obvious thing to say is Josh Charles Manson murdered the Blues. Like, that's, again, the entry level. That's the first page of the Charles Manson joke book is he murdered something.
And we just know, I mean, just to go back to Connor, like, Connor doesn't make a Charles Manson joke because he likes to have it happy-go-lucky. He's not going to go dark like that. But he absolutely would write a better joke.
Yes.
I mean, it would just, and he would not mess up. He would just not, he doesn't mess up his script. So, like, if we've never give anybody a 5, and so the very peak is 4.5, and we know the best you can do it is you don't screw up your own writing, and you give Mraz a 3.5, that seems very fair. Now, could you have gone 3.75?
That would have been my...
I'm a ticking time bomb here. I'm telling you right now, I'm a ticking time bomb. What? And I'm going to get tired of this Connor stuff real quick. Number one, you guys still owe me a scrutiny, okay? That's part of the bet. You still owe me a scrutiny.
You weren't here last week, so we didn't want to do it without you.
Well, when am I? He's always here.
No,
when
he could be in for Bogues. Well, I guess no, he could be in for Pete.
When have you seen him do Bogues' job?
Well, he could just do one if he happens to be here one day.
Yeah,
he can do it. And but again,
hold on. Okay, now I'm gonna finish.
Yeah,
I do this every day. I pour my heart and soul in. I'm going through what I'm going through. I'm watching the games last night. I'm doing the grunt work. It is very easy for a Connor Green once a week, a Pat Boyle a couple days to come in. For you guys to say, well, look, they're clean. When I'm doing this essentially every day for
Pat,
2 months.
Pat did it 4 times
last
week.
And the first day was a joke.
And one got a 3.
A 3.
We gave him a 3. Well, Pete gave him a 3, and we agreed. So don't say that we just love up those guys. He did it 4 times. You've done it twice this week. He did it 4 times. So you've done it half as often
Point
as he
did. Point is, I'm doing 95% of them. There's going to be some stumbles.
And you did it for a year before that.
But when there's going to be some stumbles, you get graded down.
I don't have a problem. Again, this was not a 5 oinker because I stumbled.
What was it?
I think this was a 4 oinker.
You got a 3.5.
And I think what you guys have done with the power song is quite frankly offensive.
To whom?
Because none of you would be able to sing the song any better.
Well, maybe we wouldn't then write it because we couldn't sing it.
Power. I'm not a singer. You want more singing, you're going to get bad singing. You're getting what you asked for. I'm not suddenly Celine Dion.
But
they got the power. And there's only so many songs you could associate with.
We're giving you credit for the Cairo, are you?
Yeah.
But you're killing me on the power joke. It's a power play joke.
Bad.
You guys don't even remember. It's a smash hit song. And you're playing that dun-dun-dun-dun.
No,
that sounds exactly like the beat.
I got the power. It's getting kind of hectic. It's getting kind of hectic. I know that song.
Power.
I know that one.
Why did you sing the echo?
That was a bad choice,
Aaron
too.
Carter or Justin Timberlake. I understand what I am. What I am is a Frito-eating fat slob from Long Island. What I'm not is a pop sensation. When you want me singing, you're going to get Frito slob from Long Island singing power. And you like it or you take it. Don't grade me down because, I didn't understand the song. I mean, come on.
They got the power. Power.
I mean, that's not the same song. It's not even close. The only
it
insult
is, close.
Is you
it
insulting
is close.
Snap.
It is close.
If any of them are still around, they're pissed this morning.
I am not Snap. I have never been talented enough to be in Snap.
Pop, nothing.
I'm Canadian bacon. I'm the oink guy.
Oh, Pete's the oink guy.
That's right.
Give me a damn full oink.
How can you defend saying in the middle of a script of highlights... Being the guy that delivers the news on the hockey highlights, what night is tonight? What's tomorrow?
I agree. That's why it wasn't a 5-oinker. That was not a 5-oinker because I screwed that up. You think I'm not punishing myself because I screwed that up? But the writing was good other than that. I just misread it. I'm not asking for 5 freaking oinks here. What I'm asking for is a little bit of respect on some of the actual writing I got right.
Okay.
All right. Well, what do you score that yourself?
He scored it a 4.
I think that was a 4-oinker because I think the jokes were great. I think I packed a lot in there. And I think you guys overemphasize the negative and don't uplift the positive. I mean, geez, D.A., you even admitted you missed the Duclair. Anthony Duclair to 1-0 lead.
I missed that.
You miss it. Why are we not focused on that? Instead, what power sounds like? Why am I doing this? If it's going to come down to one stupid song or one stupid joke, why even do the little details? Why am I typing a script like this?
Power,
why am I doing
power.
This in the morning? Why? I might as well just pick a song and go, you know what? Either they're going to like the song or they're not. And that's how many freaking likes I'm going to get.
Power.
You totally missed the other good stuff. It's you're a class half-empty jerk.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sitting there all day. Mother-in-law's over. Won't talk to her. Won't talk to my wife because I need my voice for Canadian Big. I got to sing, honey. I got to sing, honey. Then I sing. That sounds nothing like it. Yeah, no crap. I'm not in sync.
They've got the power. Power.
Freaking losers. You stupid oinks and squeals. You know what? Grade them however you want. There's time to pay no attention. That was a 4-oinker, and that's the end of it.
Dun, 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 dun. They got the power. Power.
I will
have power.
The more that I hear that, the more it does sound like the song for
yeah!
some
reason. Yeah! No, don't.
Because
no,
now
duh.
You know what it was, though. You can't.
But I just think that. Whereas you and I are off by half an oink here, okay? So this disparity.
But when there's 5 oinks, that's a big half.
But it's not that crazy. You think you're a 4, I think you're a 3.5. I'm grading you down significantly for messing up your own writing multiple times of the same script. There's only 3 things to talk about, and 2 of them you messed up.
But you want clean writing, you're not even paying attention to the details. Duclair, it was a big one.
Well, that's why you get to a 3.5, but nobody's ever gotten a 5. 2 significant mess ups, and. You built a lot around Charles Manson.
No one's ever gotten a 5. We started this 2 weeks ago.
And you built a lot around Charles Manson. I didn't like it. I thought it was off. I thought it was off color. I thought it was distasteful to joke about a serial killer.
And the 4.5 that we gave Boyle last week was not just half an oink better than what you just did. There had to be more space between what Boyle's right. best.
That's the problem. You set the wrong standard. The guy didn't even do bacon right. He didn't do it right. He did every game over.
So you're going to hang on the technicality of he did an extra game.
If you're
going
to grade me down for stumbling, you got to grade him down for not even following the freaking format.
Yeah, but we did.
He did more work than you, and you're holding it against him?
And the first day he did it. It was the first he changed the whole format after that.
Right, and we didn't. We gave him the 4.5 on Tuesday, right?
Yes.
The second one was the 4.5. Not
whatever.
Even the first one.
He didn't stumble on the first day.
I don't care anymore. You know what? Let Pat do it the rest. I don't even care anymore.
Dun, 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 dun.
More
they
songs you
power.
Tell me Monday.
Power.
More songs, more singy. Then I come out. Oh, it's American Idol here. I'm not a good enough singer.
Power.
Pick what you want to pick enough. Just tell me what you want me to do, and I'll come in tomorrow and I'll do it.
If you did an impersonation, or if I did, and it didn't sound like the person I was impersonating, you'd go, that was terrible.
You guys make fun of my John Gruden impersonation
right.
all the time.
How many songs do you think I can impersonate? If you want songy, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not Bono, okay?
Again, nobody wants you to be Bono because Pat Boyle wasn't, I don't even know what her name is, but I knew he was singing Call Me Maybe immediately
Carly
last
Ray
week.
Jepsen.
Yeah, I know he's not Carly
Anybody
Ray Jepsen.
Anybody could do Call Me Maybe. Going to any karaoke bar in the country, that's cheesy stuff.
Oh, you think Snap is like high quality music that
I
takes a skilled
unique.
Professional
I think
to
it's,
do?
I
to
think
say,
it's a
I
good
got
throwback.
The power?
I think everybody hears Call Me Baby once a week. You don't hear power that often anymore.
Dun, 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 dun,
I still
dun,
haven't heard
dun,
it today.
They got the power. Power.
I just think that you have to be graded down slightly at least on your singing when I don't know the song you're singing
right.
as you're singing it. That's significant.
You didn't even know what La Femme Nikita was.
I'm going to get on me for...
See what I mean? I mean, this is what I'm talking about.
But
guys.
He did, and he did. And he's doing the oinks.
You're grading me down saying I should have done a Marilyn Manson joke. I don't know Marilyn Manson that well. So I now, if you don't know La Femme Nikita, you know, we've got to find some common ground here.
Hey, you wanted to get on me for mentioning Patrice Rushen the other day. I mean, we can get on you for singing the song wrong.
And I didn't even penalize you for not knowing that La Femme Nikita predates the USA series. It was a movie first.
Whatever.
So no, but like we're all
I'm tired.
Baby steps.
Tired.
You
of
got
it.
Enough. Like I was giving you 3.75, which is a quarter oink off of your score. So again, we're really not fighting over that much. You don't need to be this insulted.
It's fine.
And stop telling us how good it's gonna be. Just be quiet until this segment.
To be
tomorrow.
Honest,
they're all gonna suck, so it doesn't matter.
Might have been a 3.75.
You want to see what a real 3 oinker looks like? Wait till tomorrow.
So you're gonna purposely tank the segment.
I'm laying down on the mat tomorrow. Right. You'll get three yoinks. If that's what I'm getting anyway, you'll get it.
Just replay the previous ones.
You're hoping to get the first pick in next year's Canadian okay, Bacon? So why are we tanking?
Tanking the oinks. By the way, it should be noted, last week when you were out, we created a tagline for the show. Hashtag no easy oinks. Pat Boyle said, I don't want to be gifted oinks. I want to earn every oink. No easy oinks. And he wanted hard coaching and he wanted tough grading. And that's what made him better. And he knew it. And we gave him a 3 in his third time. That was Thursday. And he came back and was better for it. He said, no easy oinks.
I agree.
Looks like you want the easy oinks.
No, no. I want harder coaching. I just don't want crappy coaches.
All right. Well.
Power. Dun, 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 dun.
Who would you want grading then?
None of you three. I want John Mara in here to clean house. You guys could all get reassigned to New England with Judge and Patricia.
Let's get Ben McAdoo in here then.
Stunned to a news next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They've got the power, power. Dun, 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 dun. They got the power, power.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
35 minutes past the hour. Thanks for being with us. It's time to say goodnight to that check engine light with your free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It'll help troubleshoot the likely cause of your light for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Baby, you can drive my Kale McCarr. Beep, beep.
The best part about that is that I can envision in my head Mraz sticking out his chest and pushing a make-believe horn. Beep, 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 beep. And he twists his right shoulder towards the microphone and kind of throws his head back. Beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep.
And as beep. A point of reference, we knew what that was as he sang it.
Beep, beep.
Good or bad,
beep,
we knew
beep.
That song.
Beep.
Watch the show, won't you? This insanity is actually televised at watchda.com or on Twitch. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel.
Beep, beep.
Mark hits me up on Instagram, at Damon Amendo. Today's Canadian bacon, a solid 4 oinks. Solid puns, good delivery. Appreciate the creativity. However, on Twitter, Cool Mark says that if there was a poll from both us and the listeners, we'd be closer than you'd expect. Mark says, do a separate Twitter poll for listeners to vote oinks for Mraz. Then get the average with you and the crew's vote. He's been staying level at 3 oinks at most all season. John agrees with Pete, saying today was a 3.5 oinker for me. Started off strong, however, didn't keep it going to the end. It's only a joke, DA, with the Manson reference. I totally detest what he did to the victims and the pain he caused to the family members of the lost. I just want to let John have the 160 characters to vote on how many oinks Mraz gets, but also send sympathy and compassion to the 9 families victims of Charles Manson. That's what Twitter is best for. The Thunder from Jalander, our favorite wrestler. What wrestling circuit is that?
I don't remember.
Pete the Body. It's the Canadian.
The Western Canada Federation of Arts, right, or something.
Canadian.
Pac-12 North.
He's a big DA show listener. He says, I'd love to see DA do a better version. Let's see how he does. Mraz rules. Admittedly, I did one last year. It did not go over well. It was not graded out well. I do think I learned some hard lessons that way, and I don't mind hard coaching. I didn't snipe back. I'm happy to go back to the drawing board, and if needed, I'm happy to do one. I did not do one my only time at a very high level. I would change a lot of things. I have a lot of regrets the way that my Canadian beacon went.
Beep, beep.
If
beep,
we,
beep,
if
beep.
We already didn't have links, beep. Grading with beeps would be great too.
Beep, beep, beep.
John tweets, that is a horrible rendition of I Got the Power, but quite hilarious. I can't work thanks to laughing my ass off.
They've got the power. Power. Dun, 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 dun.
At least for me.
Dun, they got the power.
It wasn't
power.
Helpful to sing the echo. That really threw me off.
And Talking Head tweets, the best tweet of the day. Just imagine if a curious listener decided to listen to the DA show for the first time ever this morning during the oink debate. No idea what they would think if this was
power.
Their last.
Dun, 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 dun. Power. It is so true. I wonder what these beep, guys beep. Think of Celtics Heat.
Beep, 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 beep.
And we're now waiting on fraction of an oink.
They got the power.
Was that half
power.
Or a quarter? Was that half or a quarter? Oh, man, it was a quarter oink. It has reached inhumane levels of absurdity around here. And so now AB has headlines, which will get us back on track.
Yeah, probably not. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at Progressive.com. The Celtics lost Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final in the third quarter. An 8-point halftime lead melting in South Beach thanks to a 22-2 Heat run. They won the period 39-14. Ime Udoka, not sure Marcus Smart, now Horford's absence is mattered.
You know, obviously, Al and Marcus, two are veteran guys that kind of calm us down at times. You might miss that some, but like I said, it was a little bit of everybody. It wasn't just young guys, and it was Jason and some of our veterans making the same mistakes, so no excuse there.
That's a big deal, though, losing Horford and Smart last night. That's a significant loss, so you hate to make excuses for injuries, but that's a significant reason the Celtics look the way that they did, I think.
The available Celtics missed 13 of 15 shots in that third quarter. They were outscored 17-14 by Jimmy Butler alone. Jason Tatum had 29 points last night, but just seven turnovers. Butler, meanwhile, 41 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 3 blocks in the 118-107 final. Gabe Vincent threw in 17 with Kyle Lowry sitting out again. Game 2 is tomorrow night. Game 1 this evening in San Francisco for the Warriors and Mavericks. The Magic will pick first this summer after winning last night's draft lottery. Orlando last picked number 1 way back in 2004 when they took Dwight Howard. The Thunder picked 7. Second, their first top 4 selection since James Harden back in 2009. Just in case you forgot, round 2 on ice began last night. Josh Manson, you're the Blues murdering man, scoring an OT to get Colorado past St. Louis 3-2 and the Lightning 4-1 winners at the Panthers. The Houston Astros hit 5 homers off Red Sox righty Nathan Eovaldi in the second inning last night at Fenway. They scored 9 runs to win 13-4. Eovaldi is the third pitcher ever to allow 5 long balls in 1 frame. All 3 have happened in the last 5 seasons. And now, we're stunned.
Woo-hoo!
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
So I forgot that I had this one saved until it was mentioned and referenced in passing back in hour number 1. I think, I hope, this will be our final update on Pig Heart Guy.
Okay.
Because earlier
we
this
have
month.
So many pig tie-ins and references on
right,
the show.
This is, I think, maybe now a record-setting stunned segment on this situation. To go all the way back in time, a man who was basically on his deathbed, ineligible for a normal human organ transplant, got a genetically edited pig heart as right. a transplant. All these things aligned to have this crazy experiment. And right. at the beginning, it was working very well, which was very good news because there are not enough human organs for people that need them. So if there's a secondary or a third level source for organs, that's great. But then after a couple of weeks, this guy's condition took a turn. Along the way, we found out that he had a criminal record, questioning whether he deserved a pig heart as well. But as far as the medicine was going, his condition took a turn, and then he passed away. And we were told at that time, we don't know why he passed away. Now we're starting to maybe know that at the very least, there was a pig virus, a virus that affects pigs only, uh-huh. found in the heart that was transplanted into this man. And now the question is, did that have anything to do with the heart ultimately failing and therefore ruining what was going to be what looked like a good experiment?
So the pig heart had a pig virus
yeah,
that killed the pig guy.
Maybe. Allegedly. Possibly.
Wow.
How many arms does that heart get?
So again, this one's funny. The line on this show is unbelievable.
Well, I think my line is murder. I think that's it. Okay. I think when people die because they have a pig heart, there's a level of comedy in it. When you kill another human being, that's when I can't really laugh at it. You take somebody else's, the innocent's life.
Pop your Achilles on Instagram Live all you want, though, folks. Pop them both.
Well, throw a PCL in there for extra giggles.
He didn't pass away. He'll recover from that. He might not have a football career, but Tariq Cohen will live a normal life. He didn't get killed in a car accident. So I feel like popping your Achilles on Instagram Live, there is a certain level of humorous irony in that. Because you're working out for people. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The pig virus in a pig heart. It's like you couldn't see it coming, but that's interesting. Did the pig virus kill the heart? Or did the pig virus get into the bloodstream of the human and help kill the human?
Yeah, well, the way I'm reading this is it was not necessarily in his body. The question is, did it compromise the heart? And that's why the heart gave out.
Definitely. So what we're saying is we could another round of a pig heart here, get one without a virus.
Yes, exactly. A cleaner
rocket
pig heart.
Back up.
That's right. Rocket, stock it, reload it,
yes,
restock
it.
As Zanaboni might
Let's
say.
Let's get transplanted. Does this make you feel better if you need a pig heart?
Yep.
So now. Rocket, cock it, rocket, restock it!
Totally. I think now you realize there is an opportunity still for the pig heart out there. Again, not your best option, but if the pig heart operation comes through because you can't qualify for a human heart, now you know, hey, pig heart number one didn't go down so well. They had the wrong quarterback. You know, it wasn't the offense, it was the wrong quarterback.
Trey Lance getting drafted now next.
All right, well, let me come back here on the show.
Does that seem a little piggish to you?
This episode of the show today has been very piggish in many ways, but I think that the show in general seems to slide into pigdom quite often.
Piggish to you?
We love pigs.
We have a pig.
Wait, is that me?
Think about it. We're great. Kaplan. We're grading out hockey segments based on oinks.
It's called Canadian bacon.
Right? The segment's called bacon. We talk about eating pig all the time. We joke about people being pigs.
Piggish.
Bobby Valentine wanted to be fired for calling him a pig.
That's right. Peter King's drop is about people being piggish.
Does that seem a little piggish to you?
The leading the scoreboard leader for Stunt to a News is the pig heart guy.
Yeah.
For some reason, we just are attracted to pig stuff.
Pull my tail, sweetheart.
Right. We call you Yankee Piggy Doodle Dandy.
Yeah.
And you have to wear the pig nose, the pigtail, and pull it. Amazing. We just have so much piggishness.
Taylor, pull my tail.
I got nothing.
Oh, my ears are falling off. Pull my tail, sweetheart. Pull it.
Again, if this is the first episode of the DA show you've ever listened to, you're like, what are these people doing on the radio?
Oink, oink. Oink.
When we come back.
Oink, oink.
Matt Harvey suspended 60 games. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Oink.
Matt Harvey is currently with the Orioles in a minor league deal, and Major League Baseball yesterday hit him with a 60-game suspension for admitting to providing the opioids to Tyler Skaggs, who died of the overdose 3 years ago. And that was during the testimony of the federal trial of that team's former PR director, Eric Kay, a couple of months ago. And I've talked about Matt Harvey's fall from grace before because I witnessed it up close and personal in 2013, 2014, 2015 when he made this huge splash with the Mets and was the Dark Knight of Gotham. And every time he took the mound, it was a must-see event. Some had compared it to Doc Gooden's prime back in the 80s where you had to go to the stadium to see Matt Harvey, that he was lifting up the entire franchise on his shoulders. And he had this larger-than-life persona. Yes, he was a man about town, but people really liked the idea that there was a guy that was kind of playing hard and partying hard, but that he was delivering as this big man on campus. And the fact that a few years later, that was only really, what, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, when he was still at the peak of his powers or nearing the peak of his powers in the World Series in 2015, had a chance to become an all-time legend and then kind of imploded in that ninth inning in Game 5 of the World Series against the Royals, and it was never the same after that. And now this is a guy that can't even be in the majors, can't get a major league work, is suspended 60 games, and we realized had a massive drug issue, a huge drug problem, and contributed to Tyler Skaggs' death. The whole thing is so tragic and ridiculous, and in the worst way possible, it's just mind-boggling.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.